MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Telling now with Evan Walker from 361 Asset Management. Evan, appreciate the early morning. We chatted twice last year around the state of the local consumer, concerns that you had. There was certainly some early weakness, but they were hanging on. And then the 350 Rand grant was extended. But now, looking at sort of where we are, June of 2022, transport costs, food inflation, interest rates rising, the consumer must by this point be in, frankly, a perilous position.
Simon, hi, good morning. Yes, it doesn't look like it's getting any better. There's no doubt. I mean, if you look at sort of global dynamics, I mean, I just happened to read this morning that even in the UK, consumption levels falling quite dramatically. You know, even in sort of non-discretionary items such as food, etc., as inflation's kicking in across the globe. So, yeah, I mean, we're not sitting in isolation. It's an entire global crisis brought on about by what could energy costs, mm-hmm. Spurred obviously higher by this Russia-Ukrainian war, and obviously global dynamics at this point, which is having a huge impact on global consumerism.
And I mean, the obvious hit here is you know, retailers, and I want to touch on food separately in a moment, but, you know, I'm thinking the fashion retailers and the like. I mean, there's a bunch, and I mean, I even wonder about the, you know, the likes of Clicks who, yes, great operating model, but, you know, sitting on high ratings and consumers, you know, that discretionary spend is just vanishing.
Yeah, I mean, those ratings have dumbfounded us, Simon. I mean, you know, it's been an unbelievable business. It really has compounded over the last 15 years. It's stellar returns for investors, but it's an exceptionally high-rated stock on a global comparative basis. And at some point, we think that rating has to come down. I mean, it's done an exceptional job of growing earnings for shareholders, but to us, it's just too expensive relative to the outlook going forward. I mean, we have in this country, we had up until 2020, you know, significant tailwinds from public sector wage increases, mm-hmm. etc. in this country. But, I mean, those tailwinds have come to an end. And unfortunately now, you know, we need to normalize, and the stock levels certainly haven't normalized.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Clicks, I mean, great operation, but still on a historic PE of around 35 times. That is onerous. You mentioned food, because I would have thought that perhaps the more discretionary and certainly, non-discretionary, and certainly food non-discretionary would be more robust, particularly the likes of ShopRite, who are great operators, who have the different brands for different LSM points. But perhaps there's some weakness coming there, because again, you know, ShopRite's not quite a Clicks in terms of a rate. But it's not a cheap share.
No, it's not cheap, but I mean, it's shown itself to be very resilient. It's also shown itself to migrate very fast to its online capabilities and take significant market share in that space. I mean, we think, you know, the likes of Spar has been left behind from a market share perspective, just in that territory, not being able to keep up with the likes of Checkers and ShopRite, and certainly, you know, taking share away. Even share away from the big guys, the likes of Macro, etc., in this environment where online has become so prevalent, and obviously still accelerating in the local dynamic. And there's a sort of, you know, the jury is still out over the next 12, 24 months with people returning to work if convenience comes back a little stronger and online drops off a little bit. So, you know, we're not quite sure what that dynamic sort of will look like, but there's no doubt. Now, incrementally, online will continue to grow in the South African environment, and Checkers has done a phenomenal job of taking share. So we still think that's a good share. We still hold that share in our portfolios. We still think it's leveraged to, you know, relatively high inflation, you know, continual, you know, strength coming from market share gains. And then they've done an exceptionally good job, you know, both exiting areas of the world where they don't think they can add value, and bringing capital back to South Africa, which has, you know, been long overdue from South African retailers, and that continue to do an exceptional job in the South African environment. So that's a share we still do hold, Simon, in the portfolio.
And I saw a comment a week or so ago about the likes of ShopRite, who the comment was they have absolute pricing power unless there's shortages. Until there's shortages, they are those the pricing power. Is this, I mean, broadly, if we look at some of those retailers who are expensive, who are looking at risk, I mean, are you and your team looking at shorting opportunities here, or is this just a case of let's avoid them at this point in time?
You know, it's difficult to short very good shares until you see a crack in the system. We haven't seen a crack yet. So, I mean, you know, we've still got, even for the likes of Clicks, I mean, we've still got, single exit pricing from the drug side still coming through quite strongly. We're obviously going, you know, back into environment, a back-to-work environment where people through the winter will get sicker again. You know, people's kids are back at school. So there's still this you know, back to work initiative coming through at the front end of these businesses. So we're a little scared to short these still. We think they're expensive. We're not long these stocks. You know, Dis-Chem, another one, which is a highly rated share in this environment. I mean, the turnover growth in the last trading updates was pretty good. I mean, running at about 14-15%. So these are good numbers coming out as retailers still. So, you know, we're reluctant to short shares until we see, you know, a definitive crack coming. And I think that crack will come at some point at a margin level for us. You know, not so much at a turnover level, but certainly at a margin level. And our big worry, funny enough, is jumping back to the food retailer. As you said, it will be shortages. You know, we haven't seen significant shortages yet in the South African environment. I mean, it's a thing playing out now globally, but yet we've yet to see that from our supply chains, which have been quite resilient. But there could be some pretty big shortages coming down the way in the next 6 to 8 months.
We'll leave it there, but I like your point there. There's no crack yet. Don't try and get ahead of it. And as Evan Walker at 361 Asset Management says there, keep an eye on those margins. That's going to be the point. And that's our question today on our LinkedIn and Twitter. Your take on that local consumer and the pressure. It is tough out there. It absolutely is. The question is, you know, just how tough, and is the local consumer starting to crack? Evan says, not yet, but man, it is tough and it is close. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.